Welcome to a brand new episode, Morning Devotion. We will be looking through the Bible every morning. Today's special guest on your favorite podcast is Reverend Dozy Monomé, a pastor, a father, and an evangelist who loves the Lord deeply. In this episode, you're going to learn how to begin your day with Jesus through His Word.
How the righteous man is blessed. How the righteous man is blessed. Psalm chapter 1, verse 3. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. This passage says he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. If we look at this phrase, we could see that a tree by a river has a continual source of water, isn't it? It will never die because it is always getting what it needs. If we are constantly needy, it may be worth examining if we are planted by the rivers of water or not. Another context from this verse is also a tree that is strong and stable, sinking down deep roots. So the life of the righteous man is marked by strength and stability. No backwards at all. No downfall. Then he goes on to say that it brings forth its fruit in its season. In this passage, it means that the righteous man bears fruit, such as the fruit of the Spirit. If we go to Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 to 23, it says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law." Another metaphor here is that the fruit comes naturally from this tree because it's planted by the rivers of water. It is abiding in a life source. Hallelujah. As Jesus spoke of bearing fruit in John chapter 15, verse 5, as we abide in Him. John chapter 15, verse 5, Jesus says, "I am the true vine. You are my branches. Apart from me, you can do nothing. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Apart from me, you can do nothing." In other words, we cannot do anything without Him. This verse also mentioned that the fruit has a season. Sometimes we get discouraged when we begin to walk as a righteous man or woman, and the fruit is not immediately evident. However, we need to grow in the knowledge of God to bring forth fruit in each season. Fruit is something that happens after you are born again and grow in the knowledge of Him. It is the evidence. It is your testimony. People easily see your fruit before they even know your name. They can judge you by your fruit and not by your name or family you come from. So the fruit is the evidence. It's what people easily see. And that is how they judge you. It's not about your name, it's about the fruit you bear. So what kind of fruit do you bear, my brothers and sisters? Do you bear the fruit of kindness, love, self-control? Do you bear the fruit that people will see and they will say, yes, you are a child of God. You behave differently. There is something so unique about you. And I would like you to tell me more. What happened? So people want to see something new in your life. That fruit that will prompt people around you to begin to ask questions. What happened to you? Why are you different? And that fruit is the evidence. It is your testimony. That he says, whose leaf also shall not wither. Withered leaves are signs of death and dryness. The righteous man does not have these signs of death and dryness. His leaves are green and alive. Hallelujah. And he says that whatever he does shall prosper. Isn't that amazing that whatever we touch shall prosper? Everything we touch make us rich and comfortable. My brethren, remember that in the life of every child of God, God brings forth something good and wonderful out of everything. Even tough circumstances bring forth something that shall prosper. So what can we take from this passage this morning? Number one, know that you are created to prosper for a purpose, not by an accident. You are wonderfully made by God to prosper, to succeed in life, to become what God has destined you to be. So don't fail God. My brothers and sisters, don't fail him. Walk in accordance with his will. Follow God's pattern to become what he has destined you to be. Then number two, remember that your source of prosperity is from God. Your source of growth is from God. Your source of gift is from God, not your works, not how intelligent I am, or so many qualifications you acquired, or position. But it's all about God. It's all about Jesus. Because he's the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. Have a blessed day, and God bless you. Bye.
Hope you enjoy this episode. Please make sure to leave a review. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Also, follow us on Spotify and Google Podcasts. Hit the subscribe now and don't miss the next episode.